Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Tuesday of the sixth week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we continue to consider question 16 of the Heidelberg Catechism. In looking to our nature and need for redemption, we have recognized that we, as depraved humanity, cannot make satisfaction for sin on our own. We cannot save ourselves. We cannot offer any sacrifice that would fully absolve us of our wrongdoing. But for us to be saved, satisfaction of God's holy wrath is necessary. Thus, as we confess in Heidelberg Catechism 15, we must seek a mediator and redeemer outside of ourselves. But not just any mediator will do. For the satisfaction required by God's justice can only be found in one who is a true and righteous man, and who is also true God. But why, we ask in question 16, why must he be a true and righteous man? Last time we discussed why he must be a true man, because the justice of God requires that the same human nature which has sinned should make satisfaction for sin. There we found that the blood of bulls and goats could not take away our sin. The animal sacrifices of the old covenant could cover, but not remove our sin. Thus it was necessary for a true man to offer himself as the only acceptable sacrifice. Today, then, we turn our attention to the righteousness of this man. For not only must the sacrifice be one of us, he must also be perfectly righteous. Why must he be a righteous man? We answer, one who is himself a sinner cannot satisfy for others. For a sinner to offer himself is no sacrifice. He cannot even save himself. To offer oneself to death is only to receive one's just wages, as Paul says in Romans chapter 3. The deceased receives what is due. The wages of sin is death, and no one else receives anything beyond grief at his or her passing. A sinner cannot satisfy for himself or for anyone else. A sinner cannot be a sacrifice. Thus, it is necessary for the sacrifice to be righteous. It is necessary for the sacrifice to be without sin if it is to be beneficial for anyone else. Yet this is where we have a problem. For there is none righteous, not even one, according to the Scriptures. If we believe what we confess in question 8 of the Heidelberg Catechism, that mankind is so depraved that we are completely incapable of any good and prone to all evil, then what are we to do? Who then can stand for us to satisfy the wrath of God on our behalf? Who can be the sacrifice we can never offer? Only one. One who committed no sin, as Peter tells us in 1 Peter 2, verse 22. And as John says in 1 John 3, verse 5, the one who appeared to take away sins, in him there is no sin. For this one sympathizes with our weaknesses, as we find in Hebrews 4, verse 15, tempted as we are in every respect, yet without sin. He is righteous. He is holy. He is perfect. He is Jesus. Jesus, who came as one of us, who lived as one of us in full obedience to the law of God, Jesus lived a life of perfect righteousness and complete holiness. Jesus was and is the only man who was inherently righteous in his person, without a sin nature, and actually righteous indeed, never once violating the commands of God in his thoughts, in his actions, or in his words. And because he was a true man, and because he was a righteous man, he could make satisfaction for sin. Not his own, he had none, but for ours. He could offer himself as a true sacrifice, not merely to cover our sin, but to take away our sin. Remove it as far as the east is from the west, cleansing us of all unrighteousness. And in this, he not only removes our sin, but he satisfies the justice and judgment of Almighty God forever. Only Jesus was fully righteous. In his person, in his work, in thought, word, and deed. And as such, only Jesus was able to be the only perfect, holy sacrifice required by the law of God. And praise be to God, where all our righteous deeds are, as Isaiah 64 verse 6 tells us, polluted garments, filthy rags worthy only of being burned in the fire, the righteousness of Jesus is pure. It is holy, it is everlasting, given to us by the grace of God. And the one man, Jesus Christ the righteous, has fully propitiated the wrath of God, that we might know only his grace and mercy and forgiveness and reconciliation. To God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be all glory. Amen.